Candidates for U.S. Senate and House exchanged views yesterday in Fairbanks at a Chamber of Commerce-sponsored forum. Longtime Republican Congressman Don Young said his long record of bringing money to Alaska speaks for itself.
I have been working very closely with the Senate side and with the minority side over the last 38 years. You look at the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline, the 200-mile limit, all those originated in the House. The gas line bill itself that passed way back in the 90s and the most recent one. We can go for the Coast Guard, how we've got now 9 Coast Guard stations in the state, and it was 2 when I became a congressman. We can look here in Fairbanks, your transportation system in Fairbanks. That is not all state money. That's a lot of federal money.
Young's Democratic challenger Harry Crawford responded by portraying the 77-year-old Young, who recently weathered a corruption investigation, as a politician who's had his day and is past his prime.
Congressman Young's had his problems over the last few years. He's no longer in the leadership and really is at the end of a very, very long career. I think it's time to start building, like I said, new seniority and somebody that has relationships on both sides of the aisle. You have my record in the legislature, 10 years of cooperating and collaborating with both sides of the aisle to get things done for Alaska.
In one exchange, Crawford challenged Young on the congressman's support of a bill that would have eliminated the income, death, and gift taxes in favor of a national sales tax.
H.R. 25, value-added tax, 23% tax, actually raises taxes on 80% of Americans and lowers it on the top 20%. And I believe that is that's a pattern that most of your legislation has followed over a number of years to disadvantage everyday Americans.
If you don't have money to reinvest, if you keep taxing capital gains and your income, you won't have any money to share with anyone. That is the problem we're all faced with. This country is short of capital. Our industrial base is collapsed. It will collapse more as we borrow money from China.
On the Senate side, Democrats Scott McAdams and Republicans Joe Miller and Lisa Murkowski offered views on the economy, federal regulation, and resource development. Murkowski said she's built up valuable seniority on several fronts over the last 8 years.
I have been serving on the Energy Committee, and as an energy-producing state, an energy resource state, I can't think of a more important place for your elected representative to be. I am that ranking member. I will continue on in that capacity. I also serve on the Appropriations Committee. So to be on the Authorizing Committee, whether it's Energy, Indian Affairs, or the Health, Education, Labor, Pensions, and then be on the Appropriating Committee so we can gain leverage.
Murkowski said Alaska will have the least seniority in the country if either of her rivals win. Joe Miller accused Murkowski of being part of overspending that's landed the country in financial dire straits, an era he said is coming to an end.
You know that the House leadership is coming that is going to probably be the majority this next November, this next January, is very much committed against the earmark process because, again, they understand that this country is going bankrupt. So you can either be responsible and you can say, look, we are nearing bankruptcy as a country. These dollars are going to shrink. We've got to do something to reform the system. Or you can sit back and say the ways of the past are going to continue the future and try to buy Alaskan votes in that manner.
Scott McAdams agreed with Miller that the national debt and unfunded liabilities like Social Security need to be addressed, but added that regular Americans shouldn't suffer to fix the situation.
You know, there used to be a time in this country when corporations paid for 40% of the cost of doing government. Now that's down to 7% in America. Now, I don't believe that you balance a national budget on the backs of a young state, on the backs of Alaska Native villages, on the backs of seniors, and on the backs of kids, while you continue to provide tax loopholes for multinational corporations that outsource and offshore jobs and tax cuts for the richest 1% of American millionaires.
McAdams said he favors eliminating tax breaks for those who make more than $500,000 a year. The former Sitka mayor and school board president portrayed himself as an everyman Alaskan, while Miller said he's been misrepresented by the media and reaffirmed his support of states' rights and opposition to government bailouts and national health care reform.